If you've just touched that dial, welcome to Rise FM Mid-Mornings with myself, Tlhakang Moletsane. It's All Things Health Talk this hour. We speak about ovarian cysts today and fibroids and how those two differ, what symptoms you should look out for. And of course, we don't have all the information. The good doc, Dr. Portia Mashaba, does. Doc, welcome to the show. I think, you know, let's start with the basics. What exactly are fibroids and how do they differ from ovarian cysts?
Okay, a very good morning to the listeners. Fibroids are different from cysts. So what we normally say, fibroids are non-cancerous growth of muscle, of tissue that's around your uterus, but around the scene, while then a cyst is, it's just a matrix that are filled with fluids, sacs that are filled with fluids that can be around your fallopian tubes. So when you look at the structure of semen, or what we call the uterus, you have the uterus, which is more like the house where baby sits or grows there. And then you have the tubes where they are connected to your ovaries, your eggs. So what you find is that house, in that house in itself, it can have what small growths, which we call the fibroids. It can grow small up to a point where they are large. And then in the tubes that connect to the eggs, around the eggs, you can have small blocks, which we call thick cysts. Cysts are filled with just fluids, sacs that are filled with fluids. So what happens now is that those cysts, they can go away naturally, or they can grow in size and then leading to pain around your lower abdominal region. While fibroids on the other side now, they can grow. And when they can grow, they can give you pain, discomfort. And remember, it's in the uterus where menstruation occurs. So you can have heavy bleeding because you have this muscle growth that is growing around your uterus that's continuously growing. And what feeds the growth of those fibroids is our hormones as women. The more we go to our menses, the more we release more estrogen, they feed on that. They keep growing. Also, the cysts, some of them, they can grow because of hormones, or sometimes they don't even grow with hormones, and then with time, they can disappear. When do we start saying that now these fibroids are giving you problems? It's when you're having this heavy bleeding, which can complicate to having low blood, leading to anemia and complications of anemia. And then the cysts can invite infection around the fluid, around the, in those tubes. You can have infections around the cysts. It can cause infections. It can call also the pain, which is not nice for the women. So with time, you would need either removal of the cyst or removal of the cyst either by hormonal therapy or naturally, as I said, that's how cysts are removed. And then with the fibroids, we have different. Firstly, this is a gynecological problem. If you see a gynecologist, that will give you an approach on how your cyst, I mean your fibroids, will be treated. Some are small enough that you can live with them. Some then you have to do an operation called a myomectomy. They remove a certain portion of where these fibroids are. Or if they are large enough that they feel like, you know what, this one, they can remove the entire uterus. Maybe especially in women that have already had, those ones, we can remove the entire womb. And that's a total hysterectomy. They can do that procedure to help the lady alleviate the symptoms of angasa bleeding kakhulu, angasa tholakala bana discomfort, isikhathi bana le fishless food. All those things are trying to help a woman. And then with the cyst as well, you can, naturally, they can disappear, or the doctors, your gynecologist, can remove the cysts for you. Either laparotomy, with this procedure, you'll just have a small scar. They don't have to open your entire abdomen with another horrifying scar with advancing technology. So these are the things that women should look out for. When you have a pelvic pain or you're having heavy flow, go to your gynecologist or a doctor first to just assess the symptoms. You've suffered for more than 10 days, or when I go to my periods are heavy. How do you assess that your periods are heavy? You put in more than 4 pads a day as a woman. That's heavy. And then if you go in more than 7 days with changing a lot number of pads per day, that is a heavy period. It also comes with so much pain. You should be concerned about having uterine fibroids.
Yeah.
Or if you're having this constant pain around your lower region as a woman and it's still coming, it's very sharp, be concerned that you might be having a cyst. and then go see a doctor where we can do a sauna. Once we've done a sauna, we can assess what's really happening around that area.
I mean, Doc, ovarian cysts and fibroids is something you hear so often in women. What really causes it? Is it something that we're eating? Is it something we are not doing?
It's not really about what we eat and what we're not doing. If you come from a family history of maybe your mother had a problem with uterine fibroids, high chances you might also have that problem. If you have a history of using contraceptives, some of them, this contraceptive, as I said, hormonal, if you're using so many hormonal problems, they can feed, those fibroids can feed on that. If you're sexually active and in terms of unhealthy, you're not using protection, can get infections that can lead to having cysts. But fibroids in itself, they're just non-cancerous growth. But with time, the risk of cancer can be there, but very minimal, especially when they are grown and you're constantly bleeding. It can lead to uterine cancer, but there's so little chances of that. But the importance of it is just to ensure that we worry about the bleeding that can be dangerous to a person. That is why they are treated and removed at times. But those are the commonest link to what causes them. Then the family history and the overuse of hormonal therapy.
Has there ever been any cases where these conditions have sometimes become cancerous?
They have, especially when you have this at an advanced age. But as I said, the percentage is lesser. What normally could complicate in those cases is the bleeding that can lead to death, and also constant infections around your uterus, because that area, the more you're bleeding, you're opening channels for infections, and those infections around can, what we call PID, can lead to one being in shock and then having a severe complication. But we said the transformation from fibroids to a cancer, the percentage is a bit low.
Doc, thank you very much for coming on to the show. Where can people get you on our socials?
They can get me on Facebook, Bridget Portia Mashaba, and also TikTok, Dr. Bridget Portia Mashaba, and also Instagram, the same handle.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on to the show. It's the good doc, Dr. Portia Mashaba. And, I think this is a conversation we haven't had enough, because we see so many women speak about fibroids and cysts. Like she said, if you are getting sharp pains, your menstruation is a little too long, or you are changing your sanitary towel too many times in a day, maybe it's time for you to see a doctor and see what they can do before things get worse.
Tlotlang Moletsane, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Raza FM Mid Mornings, Mpumalanga, Azish.